Good morning. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, on this Wednesday morning, May 14th, 2014. Praise the Lord. He is awesome. It's a new day here in the city of Newark in New Jersey, following the elections on yesterday. There's a new mayor, and his name is Roz Baraka. So, we will be praying for him very much over a long period of time. God would have us pray for all men everywhere, and it certainly includes those that are appointed to serve. And so we thank God that the elections were peaceful without any kind of demonic manifestations, so to speak. But we praise God, and we do thank him for bringing our city through what was a very fierce election campaign. So, how are you this morning? I trust that you're feeling well. I trust that you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm blessed. I'm glad you asked. And looking forward to this new day and all that it brings for you and I. And I'm thanking God already for the victory that is available today. I'm claiming that, and I'm thanking him for it. Well, let us take a quick look at the Word of God and see what it's saying to us today. We're looking at Luke chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Then he said to them," this is speaking of Jesus himself in his earthly ministry and his discourse, says, "And then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.'" Jesus was teaching something about prayer on that occasion, and he was speaking specifically of prayer that motivates God. You know, there's a prayer that motivates God, and the purpose of Christ's teaching on that was to declare that his followers are to pray earnestly. All these qualities of the soul are brought out in the parable of the man who went to his friend for bread at midnight. This man did his task with confidence. He could not go back empty-handed. The flat refusal shamed and surprised him. Here, even friendship failed, but there was still something to be tried: stern resolution and fixed determination. He would stay and pursue his demand until the door was open. He proceeded to do this, and by persistence secured what ordinary request had failed to obtain. So Jesus was teaching that there's a persistence that's required to accompany our prayer. We're not to back off because of what we consider to be delay, or might even appear to be denial. He says to press in. Persistence, importunity, as it's called. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you for teaching us through your word that persists in prayer yields great results. We thank you today for results that are being manifested to us through you. You are orchestrating our understanding, our growth, and we are thankful that you've given us a heart to bow before your throne in a process that teaches us what we did not know before. So we're learning, and for that we're giving you praise, and we're thankful. Thank you for your help. The help that we are receiving comes only from you. We can only get it from you. Only you can provide that. Thank you for the access that we have to your throne and to your courtroom. We know that it came at a great price to you personally, but you've given it freely to all of us. And on this day, we come in with our heads bowed reverently before your majesty. We thank you. Thank you for having kept us through this past time of rest and recovery and refreshing, and that this new day is a gift clothed with wonderful things for us. We ask today that you would cleanse us, lift our burden of sin, take it away from us, and place it in a forgotten place, a place where you remember no more. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purge us. Purge our hearts, our spirits. Make us whole again where we've come apart, where we're divided in our spirit. Make us whole. Put us back together. Where our faith has been shattered or is unraveling, we ask that you would mend us, renew us, restore us in the name of Jesus. And we know that his blood prevails. So we claim and ask for the covering of his blood upon our hearts, our lives today, even as we present ourselves before you. Thank you for each person that's a member of our team that is so willingly giving of the first fruit of this day, of themselves, the time that you've provided for us. So we thank you today, Lord. Those that are listening in far-flung places, distant away from us, we know that you are God over the entire earth, and that a victory here is as good as a victory there, because you're there as well. Answer prayer on this day for those that are seeking, those that are hungry, those that are thirst. They're athirst for righteousness, and you said they shall be filled. Let this day be a day of filling. We thank you, Lord, that we can come into your courtroom and make our requests known. So we humble ourselves. We bow before you today. Speak to our hearts through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for waking us up. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Once again, welcome. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. And we are on live, and our scene is God's courtroom. Do you have a praise report or a prayer request? Don't be bashful. Just give it life. It says life and death is in the power of the tongue, so speak life. Speak Life. Praise the Lord. Well, on our prayer agenda today, our first praise report, at least mine is, and those of us that live in the city of Newark, I'm sure you have some praise that we have been brought safely through and past the election process for the new mayor of our city, and that has been completed on yesterday. And we will see what God is making manifest in this result. And we will continue to pray for our city. We will continue to pray for the man that is placed in the seat as the father of the city, and those that are placed in the city council positions. We must pray for them so that we will prosper in our city, beginning with shalom. We will have peace. And that is our function. And we have to persist in that as we read in the word today. So we thank God for that. So the city of Newark is on our prayer agenda consistently. And if there's any one of you that is ill, we want to pray for you today. We want to believe God for your divine and supernatural healing. Healing, complete healing, so that you prosper in spirit and soul and in body. We also want to pray and declare the power of God across our nation as the enemy has ramped up its activity, and there are absolutely crazy things that are occurring, and it defies your imagination and your reasoning. It certainly defies mine. And it tells me, that tells me that it's strategic design by the kingdom of darkness to bring confusion, to bring dismay and hopelessness. So as you hear of these incidences, please pray. And if we all do that, there's the force of the kingdom of heaven being exerted, resisting the work of the adversary, resisting the devil, and the purpose for your life and mine, as we so wonderfully discovered on yesterday. Jesus spoke of the fact that he chose us, we didn't choose him, and the fact that we are to bear fruit, and the fruit is really our prayers, requesting and asking of the Father. So that's wonderful, and so we want God to help us as we practice those ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us go into prayer. Let's offer some strong resistance today to the power of darkness, or the powers of darkness. We'll pray today. We'll begin by praying over gates. And gates are access points. A gate can be open, it can be closed, it can serve a bad purpose, it can serve a good purpose. We want to pray over gates. Through Jesus Christ, let us possess the gate of the enemy And we are authorized and empowered to do that by the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 17 that we are to possess the gates of the enemy. So the first thing we want God to do is establish the gates of praise in our lives, according to Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 18. We thank you, Father, for the gates of praise. And we release battering rams against the gates of hell. Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We thank you, Father, that you've given us prevail against the gates of hell. And today we claim it in the name of Jesus. And we also ask that you would let the gates of our lives and city be open to the King of Glory. We look for the gates of our city to be open to the King of Glory, according to Psalm chapter 24 and verse 7. We open the gates of righteousness and we enter in, according to Psalm 118 and 19. Open the gates of righteousness that we may enter. Strengthen the bars of our gates, according to Psalm 147 and verse 13. Break the gates of brass and cut it asunder. Cut the bars of iron, according to Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 2. Open before us the gates that we may go in and receive the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 through 3. Today we rebuke every enemy in the gate. Psalm 127, 5. Let all the gates of our lives and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit. Let the valley gate be repaired. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 13. Let the gate of the fountain, which represents the flow of the Holy Spirit, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 2 and 14. Let the sheep gate be repaired. Nehemiah 3 and 1. Let the fish gate, representing evangelism, be repaired. Nehemiah chapter 3 and verse 3. Let the old gate, representing moves of the past, past revivals, even in our city called Newark, be repaired, according to Nehemiah chapter 3 and verse 6. We ask that you would let the dung gate, which represents deliverance, be repaired, according to Nehemiah chapter 3 and 14. We ask that you would let the water gate, which represents the teaching and preaching of the word, be repaired, according to Nehemiah chapter 3 and 26. Let the east gate, which represents the glory, be repaired. Nehemiah chapter 3 and verse 29. Let the waters flow through the gate, the outer gate, into my life. Past our ankles, past our loins, and past our neck. But we are completely immersed. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1 through 5. Our gates will be open continually to receive blessing. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 11. We command on this day the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city called Newark to the King of Glory. We rebuke all enemies that would stand at these gates and try to stop salvation from entering in. We pray for the gatekeepers of our city to arise and to take their place, according to Lamentations chapter 5 and verse 14. Let the gates of our lives and city be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, deception, drugs, perversion, and wickedness. We ask this in the name of Christ Jesus. And we therefore pray for the gateway cities as well in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Lord, raise up Bethel types of churches that will be the gate of heaven, according to Genesis chapter 28 and 17, so that people will say, surely God is in this place. Lord, raise up apostolic gates, churches that will usher presence and revelation into our region. We thank you today for hearing our prayer and for answering. We know, God, that you desire a turnabout and a turnaround in our communities, in our lives, in our families, in our cities, in our nation, in the earth. And today we pray that your heart and your desire will find manifestation so that all men will glorify your name through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the victory. Praise the Lord. Well, your line is open. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report? Now is a good time to voice that. Let your day today, allow God to make it a day of victory for you, personally, and for all of us. To give him an opportunity to have his heart be made manifest on this Wednesday, which is the 14th of May, a brand new day. So don't let the opportunity slip by. Thank you for joining us. You're certainly welcomed. We're here for one purpose, that is to go before his throne. But not empty-handed, not on such an awesome occasion. We want to go before him, bringing back his desired prayer, his heart. We want to be in agreement with him. You go before the judge, you want to be in agreement with the judge. Of course, you don't want to offend him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, welcome. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank God for this awesome privilege that we have. We all have that we are here. He kept us through the night and he brought us again into this beautiful day. So we give him thanks that we even able to come before his presence. I would just like to offer up the names of two more of the ladies from the Omni House. that
yes.
we visited with. No specific prayer request, but we know that we would love for them. They would all love to be in a home of their own. And so we lift up today Andrea Dubon and Angelica Corey. Angelica Corey.
And the first name was the first person's name. Andrea.
Andrea Dubon.
That's D-U-B-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll decree over them that they would have their need for permanent housing for themselves and their family be met. That's God's heart. He wants that for them. And why am I so confident about that? It's because there are children involved. That allows me to be certain because I know God's heart concerning children. He says, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So, on behalf of Andrea Dubon and Angelica Corey, we are going to lift up God's desire for them before His throne. And we know that He will respond in mercy and grace and certainly in righteousness. Father, we lift up Andrea. We lift up Angelica. They both have something in common. A great thing. And that is, You created them. And You know the plans, hallelujah, that You have for them. And You do have good thoughts concerning them for a good end. Today we come on the basis of what we know in Your word and Your promises on which we stand, that You would bless these two women, these two mothers. And Father, You would encourage their hearts. We thank You for Your patience and Your mercy and Your provision for them. You've given them temporary shelter for themselves and their offspring. We pray, O God, that everything that is out of alignment in their lives, that are out of alignment with You, we speak into their lives and decree righteousness that comes only from You, because You are the righteous God. We speak, Lord, into their lives restoration, salvation, renewal. We speak life, the life that only You can give. We speak it into their lives, even on this day as they begin to stir in this brand new day, in this morning. We thank You that Your throne is open and available so that we represent these two, Angelica and Andrea. Father, the children, You know their needs and You know their hearts. You are the God that provides. You are provider, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Well, we look to You today on behalf of the children, that all their needs are met according to Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ, all their needs are met on this morning. No hunger, that they will feel and live with hope on this day. So strengthen those mothers in the name of Jesus. Cause them, Lord, to take heart today. Hope. We send hope in the name of Jesus to fill the voids, to fill their hearts. So praise to you would come forth from their hearts. Use your Holy Spirit as the agent of peace and hope today in their lives. Lead them to your throne as your sheep and you their shepherd. In Jesus' name we pray. We rebuke every design of the adversary who has conspired and who comes to do nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. We send your fire against them in the name of Jesus, so that Andrea and Angelica is free to worship, free to serve you through Jesus Christ. Cause your Holy Spirit to impart an irresistible hunger in their hearts. A hunger that no devil in hell can resist or hinder. In the name of Jesus, we bless these two families right now. They will become families of light. In Jesus' name. Totally enriched by the powers of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that prayer request. We give God praise. And oh, how rewarding it is when we know that we are pleasing God. Not just simply trusting Him. We've gone to the next level upward of pleasing Him. Just we finding pleasure in giving Him pleasure. How's that? That's what you call pleasing. So we thank God and we trust that these two families would find their existence and supply and meaning in the Father of their lives, Father God, that is, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Are there any other prayer requests? We will continue on our prayer agenda today. We want to continue to pray for the 200 plus girls over in northern Nigeria that were made captive by a militant group over there. You have to imagine the anguish of the parents and the families of these girls, not knowing where they are. And there's a search that is on, assisted by the U.S. Government, and they're doing air reconnaissance over the areas that are populated by this rebel group. We pray that these activities will result in the freedom, release, and release of all of these girls, joining them back to freedom and to their families. So let us pray for them. It's an issue that is many, many miles away. However, the sadness and tragedy of it all is common to all of us. And we know what pain is concerning our loved ones. We know what dread can be when these things strikes, when the kingdom of darkness causes chaos. So we're going to speak based on the promises that we have in God's word. Jesus Christ was made manifest to destroy the works of the adversary. And on this day, we claim this day as a day given to us by our Creator. And this day is as good as any day that He has ever given and will ever give. It's a day in which we are to have the victory, that the kingdom of heaven is advanced in the earth on behalf of all those that Christ gave His life for. And He gave His life for the entire world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we ask that Your life would be injected into this situation with these young women who are relatively innocent, going about the business of being educated, but the enemy wants to stop, hinder, and keep them from growing and growing into knowledge of You. They seek to keep these, Your creation, from growing their potential, becoming all that You've made them to be. Who are they? They are not creators. Who are they? They are not You. They are not God. Who are they? They are agents of the adversary and the enemy. And who are they? They are defeated foes in the name of Jesus. So on behalf of these children, we resist the adversary today. And every dark work, in Jesus' name, the blood prevails. Father, wherever they are, we ask that You would install a hedge of protection around them, so that these rebellious persons that have them in captivity, their power is restricted, limited, and defined by the hedge that You placed around these children today, and that they would be found, they would be rejoined with their families and loved ones. Keep them safe, even as the spirit of destruction and loss hovers around, hoping to consume them. In the name of Jesus, and we speak over the leader of that band of rebels, that You would do, Father, what You can do, and only You can do. If he repents, You can receive him. You can clean him. You can forgive him and cleanse him, and make him into a new creation. If he does not, You have the power to terminate him in the name of Jesus. In any fashion, You will have and do have the victory. So we resist the adversary today on behalf of these children. Children they are, innocent. And You did say through Your Son that anyone that offends one of these little ones, it'd be better for them to have a millstone hung around their neck and may be cast into the sea. So we bless your name today on their behalf. You have seen their tears, those children. You have heard their cry, and you know what's in their hearts. Now, Father, we speak liberty, freedom over them in the name of Jesus. We speak success for all of those that are involved in the search to recover these children and to free them. We speak success. Cause them to be sharp in sight as eagles. Be able to see and see clearly and see through. Cause their teams to work effectively as well-oiled machineries. Cause every equipment, every piece of equipment that they're using in this search to function well, properly. Cause this whole process to be short so that these children, their anguish is brought to a speedy conclusion in freedom. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we offer our prayers for them humbly, knowing that only you can bring about the desired outcome of life and freedom for these women. So encircle them with your hedge. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you today for preserving each and every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. When you feel a release in your spirit as you pray or after you've prayed, you know that your prayers have been received because you feel this sense of release. In other words, the prayer burden, the item or items, out of your hand. You've made a deposit and heaven has accepted the request. It's just now for us to wait and see how God manifests the response to that. As we leave, please remember this family friend of ours, her name is Ruby. I spoke with her yesterday right after our prayer cast. I gave her a call, and she should be, if not on her way, if not arrived already here in New Jersey or in this area. I don't know which airport she's coming in, whether it's Newark or Kennedy, but she's due to come in today, and she may be on her way. And, you know, coming from California, it's a six-hour trip. She sounds very pained, as you might expect, very pained by the situation. And those of you who I already spoke with, but yesterday, her son passed. At his own hand several days ago. And actually, this happened on the 2nd, and it took a while for them to ID him and locate family and all of that because he did not have ID on him at the time. So, but we're feeling this in our family because she is very close to us, very, very close to us. For a long time, and a wonderful lady. So we're planning to go be with the family on later this week as we get all of the confirmed details of what is to happen now. to bring closure to this situation. So pray for us and pray for them as well. This is a mother losing her youngest son to chaos and hopelessness. He hung himself. Men's hearts are failing for fear. In these last days, that's the word of God. And it's not pretty. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Sister Florence.
Yes, sir.
We're glad you're on. Yes. Welcome. I want to pray over you even as we go right now. And you leave for your flight to be with your relative on Saturday. Well, yes. While we can remember, let us pray over you as you prepare to go. Florence is going to be with family to witness a successful graduation of someone in the family. It's a time of celebrations and graduations all around the nation, and their family have the privilege of experiencing that in this season of graduation, and that's a wonderful thing. And she will be flying out on Saturday, and we want to ask God for a safe journey for her to and from, and for health and strength during the time of celebration. Father, we thank you that you're there always for us. You're the lighthouse on the shores of hope and of prosperity and all of the wonderful things. We thank you for these rare moments in our earth at this point when we can celebrate joyously with abandonment. We can just lift our hands heavenward and thank you, and we can just rejoice with our loved ones and friends in certain situations, and graduations is one of them. It's the outcome of a process that you've brought someone through, and that you've given them the energy and wherewithal to be diligent and to rise to the satisfactory standards that have been set for them. Thank you for the availability of education and growth and development for all of those that have come through the process. And we thank you for the young lady and Florence's family that is enjoying the glow and the afterglow of graduation, of having completed successfully. Father, we rebuke every design of the enemy who would love to steal, kill, and or destroy. But we install the angels, the ministering angels. We ask the Father to send them to protect and to surround the entire family and everyone that is on their way and will be going to this celebration, that they would be safe and protected and strong, and that no hurt, harm, or even danger can manifest itself. In the name of Jesus, that there would be peace, there would be joy, there would be celebration. And you, of course, Lord, will get the glory through Jesus Christ. We thank you for these moments of joy and celebration. And I know that heaven also joins in. In Jesus' name, we pray for safe travel to and from Georgia for Florence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know,
this is Stephon's sister.
Oh,
it's Stephon's sister. She was at the church. She sang in the Children of Hope.
Yes.
Praise back in the day.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Oops, she was a year after Stephon. Stephon graduated last year, so she's graduated this year. So that's two I got out.
Praise the Lord. Well, job well done. Praise the Lord, because I know you did a lot of praying, among other things.
The glory.
You prayed them across the finish line.
Yeah, well, then they have to take it on from here, for God. Grandma's getting tired.
Hallelujah. Well, let's put it that way.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for that prayer, because, you know, with so much happening today and with the planes and air, but, you know, thank for the prayer of protection, because I know I'm going in faith that God's going to take us there and back.
Yeah, God is good. He wants you to see the outcome of all of your efforts and all of your prayers. He wants you to see that. So whatever we asked concerning you on this day, that is confirmed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, it's confirmed.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank all of you, Amin, from a grateful heart for joining us in these sessions every morning. And we know that it's a sacrifice on your part. And I see my sister-in-law, she is on, out of South Carolina, and she is, I'm going to make her laugh. I can see her, she is sitting up, and she has her foot up, and she has a cup of coffee.
Indeed I do, Pastor.
See that? You can't keep a secret.
Yes, I do.
yeah, that's wonderful. We are thinking of you. We love you, and we are so glad that you're doing well. Of course, we're yearning to be in your territory for a visit. We're asking you to pray for my wife and I, because we want to find an opening where we can come and visit. You know, that will do us good, real good, just to breathe the air there. So we thank God for you. Well, we will do,
Pastor. My door is always open. Come on home.
Okay. I hope my wife is listening. She's on. So she's
I'm always here, lady.
She needs to start packing our suitcases. So maybe that's a step of faith. You need to have some movement, and things will
be. To God be the glory. Thank you all.
Yeah, praise God. Okay, well, thank you once again for being with us today, all of you. And we are now going to do a benediction, a word that seals our hearts on today as we head out to do all the things that we would love to do in this day. It comes from Numbers chapter 6 and verse 24 to 26. It says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." So, God bless you. We're just modifying our theme, our outro, just a bit for today. But you go in peace. Let the peace of God rest upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. And we'll see you on tomorrow, God willing. Amen.
Amen.